Definitely. They remember.
What were the taboos for that group, do you remember?
Well, basically, a strict adherence to the Ten Commandments. And other things that the Ten Commandments don't mention, like drinking. If a member got tipsy, they simply called a conference and turned him out. Of course, he could come back the next week and say he was sorry, and they'd take him back in.
Did he have to face the whole
thing? He'd have to appear in conference and admit the error of his way, confess his error, and somebody would move that we take brother so-and-so back in. There's one old fellow at Mill Creek that they turned in, out, and taken back in so many times that the pastor in private conversation said it reminded him of one of these Schultz mentioned a while ago, that he squeezed through a board fence so in and out so many times that the boards would be worn slick. And so he was saying that that's the way of this member of his church. They'd take him back in, and then he'd get drunk, and they'd turn him out, and then they'd take him back in, and so on.
Well, in town in those days, they didn't have public drinking places, did they?
I think most of our pioneer towns in Georgia, your general store handled everything, including liquors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You go in there, not only flour and salt, but a jug of liquor, too.
So if you were caught buying your liquor, then you were considered...
Well, of course, you know, in the old days, it was not against the law. It was only against the rules of the church.
But wasn't everyone a trip?
And it was not until 1918, wasn't it, that the Prohibition Amendment was passed? And then was repealed about 1933, I think, in the early days of the Franklin Roosevelt administration, I believe is when it was repealed, from 1918 to about 33 or 34. But go back before 1918, and there wasn't anything wrong legally with buying liquor, selling liquor, having it in your house, anything else. But the Primitive Baptists could see plenty wrong with it. And I take a very dim view of drunkenness. Seems to me that a person makes his poorest impression when he's had too much liquor. In other words, all these inhibitions that make you act civilized are now gone. Well, the result is that you can just make the biggest kind of fool of yourself. That's the reason I've never fooled with it. I'm afraid I might be one of those fellows that couldn't take it. And I'd hate to have other people see me like I have seen a few others.